We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, some folks will be hanging out in front of the television. So cold out there today. I mean, down to 3 degrees with a wind chill factor right near now. Kritika Malikarjuna is the senior editor of TV Guide, and she joins us every week. Tell us what's up on television. And what do you have for us this week, Kritika?
I got a lot of good stuff to binge today. Okay. Both of stuff that came out this weekend, because I know, like everyone else, I'm also at home today trying to stay cozy and warm and, you know.
Smart woman.
So the first thing I wanted to start you guys off with is a movie called Brexit that came out on HBO this weekend, which you can now stream if you have HBO Go or someone is nice enough to hand you a password, as most of us do. This one stars Benedict Cumberbatch in a role he was sort of born to play. He plays Dominic Cummings, who is the political strategist behind Brexit. And it's this really sharp, incisive, like, political messaging procedural thriller almost. Mm-hmm. And you get to see sort of like the inner workings of, you know, people who maneuver giant political things like this. Like, you get to see how much of it is less about what the effect they're having is and how much of it is about the fact that they need to win. It's a really interesting also look at how data is manipulated in our current world. So if you're sort of a political thriller junkie and you want to learn a little more about Brexit and what happened behind, centering on the key figures of like Leave and Remain, this might be a watch for you today.
Okay. Well, that's smart. Whenever you get the opportunity to look inside one of these campaigns, whether you're for it or against it, just realize it's easy to be manipulated if you're not cautious. So that's probably smart. Here's one that I am really excited about watching, because I had two friends, Alonzo's friends, actually, who went to the Fyre, F-Y-R-E, music festival, and they said it was like the Lord of the Flies. They were fighting over tents with people and got like corroded ham sandwich to eat for 2 days. It sounded miserable.
Yeah, and so, like, that's a really interesting thing. I'm so fascinated, John, that you have two friends who, like, tried to go and, like, obviously were in the thing. Because this is the closest I've come to someone who's actually heard a first-hand experience of Fyre Festival. So, like, when I was going in, there's actually two documentaries out. There's one on Netflix and one on Hulu.
Okay.
And I would highly recommend watching both for two different reasons. Because, like, going into this documentary slew, I was like, oh, man, the only thing I knew about Fyre Festival was really what I didn't see on digital media. And it was just fun on Twitter. It was, like, one of the few fun things we had on Twitter this year, where everybody was like, oh, it feels so good to dunk on people who are wealthy, who are, like, getting punished for being wealthy.
Right.
Which is, like, you know, universal sort of feeling. And so going into this, I was like, oh, these documentaries are going to be, like, really fun. And, like, the Netflix one had been announced for Friday, this past Friday when it came out. And it's this beautifully, gorgeously produced Vice documentary. In my opinion, it's the better of the two because it's very tightly paced. It has a really thrilling narrative. And it shows that real sort of Lord of the Flies moment. You see the exact moments where the festival comes under pressure and collapses. And, like, Billy McFarland, who was the CEO of Fyre Festival, like, really ruins people's lives. And, like, the fallout depicted in that documentary is astonishing. Like, it's much bigger than you would have ever thought.
These people paid all this money to attend this amazing event, and it turned into, maybe a little extreme to say their lives were in jeopardy, but my friends really felt like, holy cow,
they couldn't
get out
island.
Of here. Oh, yeah, we got to find a private plane or something, get the heck out of here, because it's deteriorating.
You see it in the documentary, like, how terrified people are starting to get. And then the Hulu one I would also recommend watching, because it takes a slightly different angle. It sort of takes down, influencer culture and the sort of, like, social media buzz and hype you can build behind something to make it successful without actually having to do the work of making it successful.
Right.
So the Netflix doc, really, really personal and like gets into the nitty gritties of the details and the fallout. Who documentary is more like social context. I will say the Hulu documentary has an interview with Billy McFarland, but it's a very unsatisfying one. And I think Netflix does a better job of portraying like the real sort of, you know, devil behind the mask.
That's good.
You could say.
I watch both. All right. So then there's this, the other two. What's that? That's coming out at the end of the week.
It is. This one is called The Other Two. It's a new Comedy Central show, but I believe you can watch the first three online today.
Oh.
And it's from former head writers of SNL, Chris Kelly and Sarah Schneider, and they're the creators of this new scripted comedy, which I, like, when I first heard about it, I was like, this premise sounds corny, but the show itself is delightful. It's basically about these two, this brother-sister pair who are in their, like, mid to late 30s, and they're not really, like, doing so hot in their careers, and their younger tween brother becomes a viral star, a la Justin Bieber. Like, somebody sees him singing on YouTube and is like, this kid's going to make it places.
Oh,
and suddenly, overnight, he's, like, on the Hoda and Kelly and, like, the Ellen show and, like, you know, doing the real, like, sort of thing. And he starts to become a tween sensation, and him and his mother move to New York where his older brother and sister live. And, like, the older brother and sister get sucked into his world where they're like, okay, I guess I'll be your manager. I guess I'll be your personal assistant. I don't have anything else going on anyway. But instead of it being, like, horribly catfighty insider entertainment stuff, it really brings this family together in a weird way. And it was unusually sweet for how funny and vicious sort of the takedown of the industry it said it is.
So they survive, the industry does not. But that's an interesting take on it. Kritika Mallikarjuna, the senior editor of TV Guide. Always a joy talking to you on Mondays. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.